Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1936. Boost your brain power with more sleep, by Christine Comeford of SmartTribesInstitute.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday. I'm a little congested this week. I must be experiencing some allergies, which usually happens to me around this time of year. So again, forgive my congested voice, but welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. Remember, we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Boost Your Brain Power with More Sleep, by Christine Comeford of SmartTribesInstitute.com. What if 20 more minutes of sleep could boost your brain and improve your work performance 2 to 3 times? Would you make more of an effort to get that elusive 20 minutes? Everywhere I go, people tell me they're not getting enough sleep. As an executive coach, it's key that I help my clients perform at their peak. That includes whether they're sleep deprived or not. Recently, I met with Dr. Jessica Payne, cognitive neuroscientist and assistant professor at Notre Dame. Payne specializes in sleep and studies how it affects stamina and our ability to perform. Here's what I learned. The state of sleep worldwide. The amount of sleep you need is highly personal and ranges between 4 and 12 hours per night. The average is 8. Most of us fall asleep within about 20 minutes of laying down. During the first part of the nightly sleep cycle, we get most of our slow wave sleep. This is deep, physically rejuvenating, and hard to wake up from. Next, we enter rapid eye movement, or REM sleep. This is where we make mental connections, are most creative, and process and regulate emotions. Those of you that have attended my firm's trainings will remember our request that you review your notes right before bed. Doing so gives your sleeping brain a project to work on. Our clients find they retain up to 40% more of our leadership training material when they review right before bed. Why? Because during slow wave sleep, you consolidate many of your most important memories. During rapid eye movement sleep, or REM sleep, your brain is almost as active as when you are awake. REM sleep is the time of night when your dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, or executive command center, is deactivated. This means you are now wildly creative and open to all possibilities. This fabulous REM state dominates the latter part of your nightly sleep cycle. What a great way to boost your brain. We need both slow wave sleep and REM for the proverbial good night's sleep. Yet, our REM state gets shortchanged when we have to wake up too soon. This is when what I call REM ripoff occurs. And this, my friends, is where the trouble begins. What happens when your REM is ripped off? There are many signs of REM ripoff. They include irritability, excessive focus on the negative, inability to see the positive, a glass half empty viewpoint, general crabbiness, and less ability to enjoy life. Why? Because your hippocampus and anterior cingulate cortex, which is part of the prefrontal cortex where creativity, planning, problem solving, and innovation reside, are more active during REM. These essential parts of your brain put the brakes on and also serve to regulate emotions. In REM ripoff, these parts of the brain can't do their jobs very well. The result is that your amygdala becomes overactive since the emotional brakes aren't on. This means you're more grumpy, unhappy, and prone to only remembering the negative. A full night's sleep improves your ability to regulate emotions, period. Three solutions to boost your brain power. 1. Get 20 more minutes of sleep. It has been suggested that adding a mere 20 minutes more sleep per night can boost performance at work by as much as 2 to 3 times. Wow. How can you get 20 more minutes? Well, you could go to bed earlier, sleep later, take a 20-minute power nap, or perhaps even use what Payne calls a sleep proxy. This could look like mindfulness practice, meditation, reflective walking, or another offline period during restful wakefulness. Again, a 10 to 20 minute nap is tremendously effective too. Just be sure to stop at 20 minutes to avoid sliding into slow wave sleep, where you're in deep sleep and will feel groggy upon waking. 2. Moderate stress. Chronic stress results in your body cranking out cortisol, which is a hormone that's toxic to brain cells. Excessive stress may also shrink your hippocampus and make your amygdala hyperactive. In escalated stress, we focus on negative memories too. One solution is to activate your parasympathetic system with a 5-minute visualization or relaxation exercise, a short walk, a burst of exercise, or breathing exercises. All are likely to build neural tissue. And 3, boost positive emotions. More positive emotions will boost your stamina too. Watching funny movies, frequent laughter, and doing nice things for others all help. Here's a quick way to forge a positive neural pathway around gratitude. Just in time for Thanksgiving, here's the gratitude process we share with our clients. Close your eyes. Focus on a blessing in your life. Identify something you're thankful for. See an image of this blessing in your mind's eye. Offer a silent thank you to the person or object of your blessing. Relax into the feeling of gratitude. Take a deep breath. Feel more gratitude. Brain research from the University of California at Los Angeles shows that 6 doses of feeling 30 seconds of gratitude daily, a whopping 3 minutes, will enable your neurons to fire together. They will wire together around gratitude within a mere 2 weeks. This means you'll more easily and frequently access the feeling of gratitude. I did this process for 2 weeks and found I was internally saying thank you as I awoke each morning. So, if you must be sleep deprived, use one of these strategies and bask in the benefits. You just listened to the post titled Boost Your Brain Power with More Sleep by Christine Comeford of SmartTribesInstitute.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I've mentioned Dr. Sean Acor before. He's a Harvard psychologist that specializes in the science of happiness. If you haven't watched his TED Talk titled The Happiness Advantage yet, I highly recommend it. Based on his research, he's found that taking even just a few moments most days to express gratitude can change the brain's wiring, just as today's article mentioned. He says that by expressing gratitude consistently over time, you change the way your brain sees the world. It's like swapping your eyeglasses for a new, better pair. Instead of letting the usual irritations get to you, you start to see the world with an attitude of gratitude. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me, and it may only require, as today's article said, 3 minutes a day. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.